This is a Wild Games Production podcast.
Hey folks, it's Vince the Evil DM, the podfather of old school gaming, back with another episode of the Evil DM podcast, Rarify Mini 5, that is, doing number 5. Today I'm going to be answering an email. You can email me at askthedm@theevildm.com, and that is the email address, or go to theevildm.com and you can click on contact me, and that'll give you my email address. This question today comes from Glenn, DM Glenn with two N's. Not the DM Glenn to be confused on Thacko's Hammer. He says, "Hey Vince, here's a question for you. The green slime, how do you handle encounters with this nasty creature? Once exposed, that 1d4 round clock starts ticking." He also says, "On a side note, love your dedication to 1E. Really miss RFI, and I'm glad that RFI Mini will help fill that void. Thanks, DM Glenn with two N's." So yeah, I'm glad you're enjoying the RFI minis here at the Evil DM channel. Yeah, I'll be doing them every Tuesday and Thursday. I said I'll be doing them two times a week, so I decided Tuesday and Thursday would be the days. But on to your question. So let's take a look at the green slime. Flipping to page 49 of the Monster Manual for 1E, we see that they're a rare appearance, 1 to 6 of them together. They have an armor class of 9, hit dice of 2. They have special defense, special resistance. Look in the description for this one. So green slimes are a strange plant growth found in the subterranean places. Although they cannot move, they slowly grow, feeding on animal, vegetable, and metallic substances. They are sensitive to vibrations and will often drop upon passing creatures from above. Green slime will attach itself to living flesh and in 1 to 4 melee rounds thereafter turn the creature into a green slime. No resurrection possible. It eats away at wood slowly, consuming but 1 inch thickness in an hour. Green slimes eat metal quickly, going through plate armor in about 3 melee rounds. Now, if it's scraped off quickly and the scraper discarded, exercise frozen or burned, a cure disease spell kills green slime. Other forms of attack, including weapon and spell, do it no harm. So, there's a couple ways to do this here with the green slime. And it is true, 1d4 rounds, once you start touching that skin, it basically starts infecting you and starting to turn you into that slime. So, as a DM, it's something you have to decide here, how you're going to play this. Now, since there is no savings here or things going on, because it just basically turns you with no resurrection possible, you're basically going to be dead once that slime hits your skin. Now, if you want to be a dick or an evil DM, you have the slime up high and let it drip onto the back of an armored person and let it slowly eat its way, just a little nibble of green slime hits the back of the armor, and let it burn its way through or slowly go through plate armor or whatever armor it is in a couple melee rounds and slowly touch the skin. Now, it doesn't say that you will know this is happening. It doesn't say that there's pain involved. It doesn't really say there's damage involved. So, the only way to do this would be this method to get, but it also will kill the character. So I would say that if you happen to get it on the armor like I'm describing, I would say that once it breaks through whatever armor it is, you give the character some type of saving throw, but not to save against the creature itself, but to save if he notices this creature attacking him. If they don't, now they're pretty much screwed at that point. And you have a slime character. Well, now it's an NPC slime, but that's probably how I would handle it. if you're doing it as an upfront battle, they walk, they see the green slime, they walk through this little hallway, and they see the slime on them, and they're like, oh, crap, and they start scraping it off. Yeah, I would allow them to get out of that situation. If they, you know, on their armor, they have, basically, they're going to lose their armor because it starts eating through metal right away. As much as they scrape it off, that metal armor is going to be shot. Leather armor probably be gone in a matter of seconds. It's one of those you have to give them a couple seconds to think about it and tell them what you want to do. You go through, say you squeeze through an entranceway and you notice it's slimy. You look at your armor and you see that it's slowly, slowly dissipating away. Or your leather armor starts falling apart and it's hitting your skin. And you notice that it's making a color mark on your skin. What do you do? Well, I try to scrape it off. Okay, how? I use my dagger. I use my hand. Hand, nothing happens. Tick. That's a melee round right there. So I would definitely not do it in one round because that's not fair. 1 to 4 rounds. I would do a 4-round thing just to be a little bit more fair in how you handle it. Well, hopefully that gives you a little idea of how you would do it because it's kind of a bitch of a monster to throw at someone and not tell them. And I could see a lot of people like crying about it or something, but hey, whatever. If you want to ask me a question, ask the DM at theevildm.com is my email address, or go right over to Anchor and leave me a voicemail. Click the voicemail button on your phone or on the website, as long as you have a headset or maybe even just a microphone, you can leave me a voicemail. Support me, evildm.com/support, or click the support button right here at Anchor. With that said, I'm going to say keep it original, keep it old school. Good night, everybody.